There is a core reality of parenthood. And unfortunately, core realities are often ignored. It's true. Something as central as a core reality, you would think, is always at the forefront of someone's consciousness. Unfortunately, call it the fallenness of our human nature, we forget the obvious. And one of the obvious is that children do not see parenthood through the eyes of parents. But Dr. Ray, everybody knows that. Wait a minute. How often do you get frustrated because you can't make the kids see why you're doing what you're doing? How often do you beat your head against the wall for an hour and a half trying to explain something to them, realizing you're getting nowhere, but going anyway because why? Well, I've got to make them understand this. Even if temporarily we forget the core reality, they, by their very nature, by their age, by their maturity, by their lack of socialization, by their lack of fully formed consciences. We don't have fully formed consciences either, by the way, but theirs are, in general, less fully formed than ours. Don't see this through our eyes. And we try and we try and we try and we try. Had a caller last hour asking about her son, who wanted to have two girls live in his college housing facility. And mom really wanted the son to understand why this wasn't cool. Well, he didn't understand that. He was offering every kind of cheap reason he could come up with. Yeah. Somebody to get him coffee, right? And her question was, how, in essence, if she didn't come out and say this, but her question was, how do I make my son understand this? And I said, well, you tried, didn't you? And she, of course she did. She did a valiant job. And she knew she was not going to let him do it because she pays half his tuition and his room and board. So they're not going to let him do it. But that, you see, that wasn't sufficient because they wanted him to get this. Now, ideally, you would hope he would get it at age 20. Well, he didn't. So, how do you accept the core reality? Well, one of the problems is when something used to be natural to parenthood, and I think it was very natural that parents understood you weren't going to be understood. And it's not natural anymore. Something took it away. Something had to take away an instinct. With the onslaught of the child-rearing experts and their theories, everywhere, media, books, articles, parenting magazines, everywhere, television, more and more parents are led to believe that if you just explain yourself properly, if you just use the right logic, reflecting the right I message, having a 3-to-1 positive to negative statement ratio, doing more active listening, using natural consequences instead of logical consequences, a red sticker system instead of a blue jelly bean jar, the child will say, oh, mother, I've been so blind. Of course, you make such perfect sense. That's why you're the grown-up and I'm the child. It's all so clear to me now. Let's hold hands and sing kumbaya around the campfire. You know, one of the areas where kids make it real clear they don't see it your way, this is kind of like their nuclear warhead response. The old, I'm running away. Now, I'm not talking about your basic 15, 16, 17-year-old who's doing this. I'm talking about your 7, 8, 9-year-old who's leaving. It's so bad here, I'd rather live anywhere else, including the Gobi Desert, downtown, where? Where's a rough place? Downtown Canton? No, that's where I live. Never mind. So, what do you do when kids say this? Well, my dad, he had the standards. Don't let the door smack your backside on the way out. My mother unraveled. I threatened to leave on my mother. She looked at me. Raymond, please don't go. You're my oldest son. Stay here with your father. I'll go. Yeah. I had one mom tell me she was tired of the runaway threats. She'd been getting him about every other day. Skip, the child's name, of course, came downstairs, getting ready to leave for school, traumatized over cold wheat toast or something similarly frustrating, threatened to leave after school. That's it. Not coming back. Not paying his library fines. That's it. Not coming back. Mom said, she didn't say a word. Handed him his lunch. Packed in a roadmap. This was back in my early days as a shrink, you know. I was a little squeamish. I said, ma'am, you did what? I gave him his lunch in a roadmap. Ma'am, what state do you live in? Pennsylvania. What state did you give him? Pennsylvania. Aren't you taking a heck of a chance he's going to find his way back? You got to give him North Dakota. You know, they got one interstate through the missile silos. You can't get off for hundreds of miles. But I must tell you, after this mom described this rather on-the-spot creative motherhood, I've never read anywhere about running away roadmap therapy, have you? She said, did I handle that right? Was that what I should have said? She needed the expert to stamp it. Psychologically approved! No, when children say I'm running away, they're basically saying, I don't like the way you're doing things around here, and anywhere else is better. Fortunately, or unfortunately, depending upon how you look at it, most of them don't leave. The vast majority don't leave. Almost none of them leave. The little ones, anyway. The big ones? Well, that's a house of a different color. We can talk about that another time.